They show up on websites, often using pictures from legitimate sources, depicting what we think we'll be receiving. And it's not just designer items like purses and sunglasses that we've come to expect as possible counterfeits.
Some of these other items include simple things as food products, and as scary as it may seem, cosmetics as well.
Benjamin Yee with the Better Business Bureau says based on the items that have been seized, a significant number of these fakes are actually dangerous.
Probably over 20% that were very harmful, especially cosmetics, where it contained various toxins such as arsenic, all the way to fecal matter.
The old rule of thumb that if the price is too good to be true, it's probably a counterfeit, no longer holds.
What we're finding that counterfeiters are getting very smart and very savvy with their business models, where they're actually pricing their goods very close to the original product.
The common thread is the sellers are opportunists and could be based anywhere, although many of the fakes the Better Business Bureau encountered came from Asia. Susan Lee Taylor, KCBS.